Exercise 10. Since the concept of a teddy bear is very obviously not a genetically inherited trait, we can be confident that we are looking at a cultural trait. However, it is a cultural trait that seems to be under the guidance of another genuinely biological trait, the cues that attract us to babies, high foreheads and small faces. Cute, baby-like features are inherently appealing, producing a nurturing response in most humans. Teddy bears that had a more baby-like appearance, however slight this may have been initially, were thus more popular with customers. Teddy bear manufacturers obviously noticed which bears were selling best and so made more of these and fewer of the less popular models to maximize their profits. In this way, the selection pressure built up by the customers resulted in the evolution of a more baby-like bear by the manufacturers. Due to its inherent attraction and commercial considerations, the teddy bear has been transformed to the present baby-like appearance, showing that a cultural trait can be guided by a biological trait.